Y'all hear me say sometimes the Lord really speaks to me when I'm at the shop with my mechanic in and on the lawnmower, different places like that. But yesterday the Lord spoke to me while I was cooking. He'd already been speaking to me about this message, but you know, sometimes it's just a simple word from God, and I was stirring the gravy, and how many know how to cook some old country gravy? You got to have the grease the bacon grease and all, or whatever it is, gets brown, and all the goodness is in that pan, right in the bottom of that pan, right? And if you've ever cooked, you know that. So I had it, all the ingredients were there, and I began to put the flour in there, and it started to get brown, you know, all the goodness was just stirring up in that. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, that's what I want you to tell them in the morning, that, you know, the goodness is underneath. Amen. You know, sometimes the evil's underneath. I experienced that this week, and I'll share about that in a minute. But there's some goodness. See, God has created everyone here in his image.
Yes.
And but you know, sometimes he's got to stir it up a little bit.
Yes.
Sometimes he's got to just you know, put a little more heat in the pan,
yes,
in the fire. The fire has to be kindled up.
Right.
And God said to this house and to the body of Christ, I believe this day, that it's time to stir some things up in your life. It's time for the body of Christ to be stirred a little bit. And it don't always feel good because it starts burning a little bit, don't it? It starts the process of something good. Something that's underneath, God says he's got something inside of every believer in this house. But what's stopping it, he said? What's stopping it to mature into that gravy that everybody wants? That's a question I want you to ask yourself this morning. We get caught up in everything out here, and our jobs, our families, things we got to do.
Come on.
But what about God?
Mm-hmm.
What about our relationship with him?
Amen.
What's the most important thing in our life? Come on. Now, we got to see this morning. I believe the Lord's given me a prophetic word, and I wrote it down on page, but I'm going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Okay. This morning, we need to let God have his way,
yes,
in our life.
Amen.
And the only way to do that is to trust him.
Yes.
The only way to do that is to begin to have faith that,
yes,
can move mountains like a mustard seed, like we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Do we read it, but do we believe it?
Come on.
Come on. We need to know that this word, there's no question about it. There's nothing that is untrue in this word.
Come on.
It's not just another book. It's the living word,
yes,
of the Almighty God who has given it, penned to man to be part of our life, to be part of the world, to understand what it means. But there's so many that don't know what it means.
Right.
So what are we doing about it? God's stirring some things up in this church. You know, it was about a couple months ago, there was a wall here.
That's right.
There was. There was a wall right here. God said, tear it down. Spoke the word to a young man who come over here, and it was confirmation to what the Lord told me 2 years ago. The Lord said, I don't want you to tear it down yet, but God said, tear it down. So guess what? I got the hammer out.
That day.
That's a preach. Sometimes you got to go ahead and get the crowbar and the hammer out. Start ripping some walls out. Where are you at today?
Amen.
Where are you at today?
Tear down some walls.
Phew, I feel a little bit about preaching today. Y'all better hang on or get with me. Come on. I want to talk to you today about change is about to come.
Amen.
Amen.
There's more. To those who want it.
Right.
You gotta want it. If you don't want change, guess what? You ain't gonna change.
Come on.
If you don't want change, you ain't going to change.
Right.
You know the reason we're not impacting the world?
Don't
want to.
We're afraid sometimes.
Because Jesus said, it's expedient. I go to the Father, right? Why?
So
I could send another. The Holy Spirit. He's in pain. He's given us every tool we need. Every tool in the arsenal, in the toolbox that we need. Do we want it? Or do we keep it closed up? Do we keep it over on the shelf? This is the Lord. This ain't in my notes. Are we bringing it out to change ourselves and to change a lost and dying world out there? Thank you, Lord. Numbers 27. If you got your Bible, turn over.
Numbers. Wow.
We going old school.
Old Testament.
Old Testament. Joshua, what is this? Right? Numbers 27. Here are a few pages. There's a story here, the Lord, it's just a... I've never saw this till this week, and the Lord began to speak this about change and things. But there's a story here about five daughters of a man called Zelophehad. It's a hard name to pronounce for me, country boy. Zelophehad had these five daughters, okay? Now, Zelophehad was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. He was a man in that. I don't know his rank or any of that, but he is, probably an influential man, the things of my studies, but he was in the exile group of Israelites, in the group of from Manasseh, okay? That group of believers are Israelites. Zelophehad, he come from that tribe, but he had five daughters. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them five daughters today. And these five daughters, they actually changed the order of things within the congregations of these 12 tribes.
Wow.
And you're going to hear today about how just God is no respecter of persons,
come
it
on,
says, right?
Come on.
But today we label people. We put people in places and we lift up preachers and pastors and all these people. But God looks at everybody the same, come on, this morning. He looks at you just like he looks at me. He looks at us with love. He looks at us with compassion. But he also looks at us with purpose.
Yes.
That there's purpose for everyone in this room.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Most people today don't believe they got a purpose.
Right.
Most people today don't know what their purpose is.
That's right.
And they're not going to change the things that need to change in their life because they're not willing to suffer through some things. Come on. They're not willing to let the fire be kindled up in their life.
Come on.
But yet God has something wonderful underneath there. He's waiting on us to... Holy Spirit, stir it up in this house today.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, God is waiting on some people to rise up this morning.
Come on.
And so today I want you to talk to you about these five women. And they were actually from the second generation. Because does anybody know what happened to the first generation that come out of exile? Zelophehad and all of those fathers died. Why did they die in the wilderness?
Lack of faith.
Lack of faith. What else?
Lack of obedience.
What else?
Lack of trust.
Lack of trust. What else?
They
didn't want
to change.
Fear. Say it again.
They didn't
want to
change.
They didn't
want to
change.
Amen.
What did they keep doing?
Looking back.
Right.
Looking back.
At Egypt.
Right. Looking back at Egypt. God sent me this morning to tell you, quit looking back.
Amen.
Quit looking back at the things of the past.
That's right.
Quit talking about the things of the past. Look at the things of the future and what I got. God wants you to trust Him this morning. You can't move forward without trusting somebody. And you can't move forward without trusting God. If you don't trust Him, guess what you're going to do? You're going to stay stuck right there in the rut. You're going to stay stuck in the past. And God said, I want you to move forward and trust me this morning. Now, these five women, this is good stuff. I never saw this in this chapter. I looked at Joshua to succeed Moses in this chapter. But God gave me open eyes in this whole thing to a different aspect of these five women. And it says, then the daughters of Zelophehad had the sons of Hepher, and the son of Gilead, the son of Machor, in other words, the son of Manasseh. There, Zelophehad was actually great, great, great grandson of Moses. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's some purpose in there?
Oh, yeah.
Did Joseph have a purpose?
Yeah.
What was Joseph's purpose?
Save
Israel.
They were hidden for a long time.
Woo! Come on. His purpose was hidden for a long time.
He had suffering.
That's good. Huh?
He had suffering.
He had to suffer. What did Joseph have to go through?
He went to jail.
Woo! He went to jail. He went to prison. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown in the pit.
He was hated by his own family.
Come on. He was chastised. Everything, he was the what? Type and shadow
of Jesus.
Of Christ. Woo.
Glory to God.
I feel the Holy Spirit in this house this morning.
Come on.
Come on, God is challenging some people to suffer through some things.
Yes.
You've got to suffer through some things to get to purpose.
Amen.
The only way to change is to suffer through. Now, the whole... Zelophehad's daughters, can I tell you they suffered through some stuff? Because guess what? Their daddy died, did he not?
Yes.
But through the second generation of what? Promise.
Yeah.
They're the second generation of promise. If you're in here today and you've got, what does it say about what happens? Curses.
It's generational.
It's generational.
But so are blessings.
That's right.
But so are blessings. Very good. What do we look at more than blessings?
The curses.
Yeah. Why do we look at the curses more than the blessings?
They hurt.
They're familiar.
Yeah.
They're familiar. They hurt. They're painful. We only look at the blessings when we get them. Oh my. The promises of God were on Joseph in his generation. Manasseh, the tribe of Manasseh. Let's go on further. And of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came near. So all the family was there.
Yeah.
Right? And these are the names of the daughters. And I'm going to skip them. Malai, Noah. Why? Noah. I don't know. You know. Hogla and Milican and Tirzah, yeah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar, the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregations at the doorway of the tent of the meeting. Now,
where are you?
27, Numbers 27.
What verse?
He just finished.
Their fathers.
It's a different verse.
Our fathers died in the wilderness, yet he was not among the company of the those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. And he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. And we'll stop there a minute. How many know the genealogies and how God used it? It was an order of things, right? And the fathers did what? They passed on the properties, the blessings, right, to their sons. So here it is. Five daughters Zelophehad had, despite all they had lost in their past, you know what? They made a decision that no matter what the cost, they're going to get their inheritance.
Amen.
They said, no matter what, they come to the place in their life. Now, this is before Jubilee. You spoke that word a minute ago, was coming. And I don't want to go into that, but there is a place and a time that is appointed by God.
Yes.
You're either going to get with it, or you're going to miss it.
You're
going to
get on his time schedule.
You're going to get on his time schedule and what he has there for you, or you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the mark. Now, maybe the father missed the mark because it said he had sin. But you're going to see, oh, that it wasn't the sin passed on to the generation. There wasn't a curse in this. All he had was normal sin, like every man and woman in this room.
Come on.
In his life. It doesn't say he was a righteous man, but yet we know that he must have been a man of honor because, yes, there wasn't no past curse on to these women. As you look on into this thing, so despite their father had died in the wilderness because of his sin, they were going to still go after what God had blessed the clan of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, with. They were going to, despite the odds that were stacked against them, and because they were never been any, had never been any daughters that had received an inheritance. Come on, you never read in the Bible where any women.
That's right. They weren't counted.
They were not counted, but yet they were. It was an order that God had passed on. And you can go back and look into Numbers. Where is it? Over 20. Oh, it's on over here. In the genealogies or whatever, I want to take time of how everything was set in order. The land, the properties, the law was given unto each one of the tribes and each one of the fathers, which would have been their uncles, not their aunts. And that's who was standing at this door, this gate, excuse me, the tent entrance, okay? So they made a choice, and they said, bless God, nobody's done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me. But I'm going to go before Moses.
That's right.
We're going to go before Moses, all five of them. You see, they wasn't holding back. They wasn't going to let circumstances stand in the way of what they know that they had, this land that was promised unto their father, right? They were not going to fear that it was not ever accepted of a woman to enter into the tent and could be subject to instant death even. You know, there's a story on over in Numbers 25 and 6, if you look back over there, where there was a Midianite woman, K-O-Z-B-I, and this Midianite woman tried to get into the tent and threw the tent into Moses, and there was a Israelite man called Zimri, and the Midianite woman and the daughter of the tribe of the Midians tried to get to Moses. He went the same way that these women went, and guess what happened to him? The priest, there's one of the priests, and his name was Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, which was the high priest, took a took his a sword, not a sword, a spear, and run it through the man, right through her. And she died because she entered into a place she wasn't supposed to enter into. Now, she was a Midianite woman, but there was still order. There were still ways that you, things you should and shouldn't do. When you entered into Moses' tent, Eleazar, the high priest's tent. So these women, despite what had already happened that they knew about, the last woman got the spear and run through. They said, you know what? I'm still going to get my inheritance. I'm not going to live by fear. And I'm not going to live by what man says. Yeah. I'm going to trust what the Lord says. Yeah. And the Lord says, that is my land.
Come on.
And I'm going to go before Moses. And I'm going to go before Eleazar the priest. I'm going to go before everybody, despite what everybody might say. You go over there, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. I heard this in the spirit. Somebody here needs to hear what I got to say. You need to quit listening to gossip. You need to quit listening to the things that the neighbor's saying, and you need to start trusting the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord has the true word. The Lord has the word that will cut like two-edged sword.
That's right.
Two and asunder. But he also has the word that you need to hear, the word of love, compassion, joy, all the things. We'll leave that in there a minute. But these women, they said, they pushed past, they pushed on in the crowd. They went right up into the entryway of the door in the tent. And Zelophehad's daughters were not scared. They knew that their future rests on that promise. They knew that despite what everyone might have had advice on them, they had to trust that God was going in that tent with them.
That's right.
Wherever you're at today, if you don't have trust in the Lord, guess what? Where's your faith? What's it lying on? You got to trust the Lord. How many years? We don't know how many years they had to ponder on this. They had to really pray about this and think about the things going through their mind.
They were looking at poverty, but didn't do it.
Looking at everything was against. They would have no way and no tangent ability to procreate or anything within the confines of what just trusting God. They trusted God, but they also knew the promise of God. Amen? Some people in here need to know the promise of God. If you don't know the promise of God, guess what? You're going to be lost. You're going to be like those wandering in the wilderness. They couldn't stand on the promise of God, could they? That whole first generation died in that wandering. The wandering in that wilderness. The body of Christ is just out wandering around, Brother Frank. They're out wondering, why we don't know what to do. Well, have you prayed about it? Have you fasted? Have you gone through? You been on your knees? You asked the Lord? Have you trusted the Lord with what He said? Sometimes we don't want to trust the Lord in what He said.
Come on.
Even though it had never been done before. Never before. That's what God said. Some things are about to happen in your life. I believe this with all my heart. There's some things about to happen in this church. There's some things about to happen in Good Shepherd. There's some things about to happen in your life. Never before has it ever been done.
Come on. That's right.
God's looking for some people who will stand up in faith and trust Him.
Yes.
Brother Frank, there's some people that God is trying to pull out into that place of trust and have hope and have a future in knowing that God goes with them. It might not be in their timing. It might not be exactly like they even want. But God says never before has this been done.
That's right.
Never before has they been a woman run a men's rehab. Never before has there been a woman who's going to change the nations. These women did. These women went out on faith. They trusted God.
Amen.
You know what? If God can't get the man to stand up, he'll get the woman to stand up.
Come on.
Preach yet. It's all right. God wants to break off tradition.
Yes.
That's what he did with these women.
Yes, he did.
You're going to hear more about it. Let's keep going. Break off the tradition. Never before. Today, God's looking for some people who are willing to be that person, who's willing to stand out on faith. Today, God's calling some people, even though it's never been done before. You know, there's an old song we used to sing, "My God is more than enough." You know that song we sang? More than enough.
Yeah.
He will supply all my needs.
That's right.
It's more than enough. God is more than enough. We just got to get in line with what God says. God says, go ahead and ask.
Come on.
God says, go ahead and ask.
Yeah.
He said what? Jesus said, ask, seek me, knock, and what will happen?
He shall receive.
Door shall be opened.
He'll open them. If it ain't a him, he might shut them.
Come on, yes.
But if you don't know him, if you don't trust him, guess what? You're just going to be walking all in this place of wondering in your life. But God says, trust me. Even though it's never been done before in your life, even though it's never been done before in your family, God says he's more than enough. Even though that people might say, well, you can't do that, God says, I'm more than enough this morning. Do you believe that this morning in here? If you do, come on, give God some praise in here. Say, I believe you this morning. It may not never cross anyone else's mind. Brother Frank shared some things that God has anointed. He's had some inventions and things. I'm like, wow, what? There's so many things God wants you to step out into. Step out into the sea, you know, because he's parted it for you. He's opened the doors. But you can't do it without faith. Without faith that says it's impossible to what?
Please
it. You can't please God without faith. You got to have trust. You got to have faith. And so the Bible says in Psalms 37 and 4, it's David. He said, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you what?
The desire of your heart.
I love that scripture. I mean, well, the desires of your heart. Now, here's the thing, though. You got to... Where's your heart?
Yeah, well, godly desires.
That's it, brother. Godly desires.
That's right.
Things that are righteous. Things that are pure.
That's right.
Holy and pleasing unto him.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about what how much you have.
Amen.
It ain't about what you have.
No.
It's a heart thing. A heart thing. God wants to move in your heart. Then guess what? When you're in line with God and he's in line with you, it says when we draw near to the Lord, he what?
Draws
near to us. You know, when we realize that without him, we can fall in the ditch at any time.
Amen.
And not only that, we take others with us.
Yes.
Because we're walking in the flesh.
Yes.
We're walking in the carnal mind. God says he wants to renew everyone's mind. There's a transformation has to happen after salvation. If you ain't transforming, your mind ain't changing. Come on. If your mind isn't changing, then guess what? You're going to stay in the car. Doesn't mean you ain't saved. You might stand before God. Everybody, let me get that right. Everybody's going to stand before God.
Amen.
But what's he going to say?
That's right.
He's going to separate those who are righteous because they received Jesus Christ as he was the Son of the Almighty. And then there's going to be those who said, he says, depart from me. I never knew you. There's going to be a lot of pain and suffering at that time.
Yes.
and looking into that future. Where are you at right now? This is about kingdom. We're here because of the king and the kingdom. It ain't about us, but yet God wants, has a purpose for you.
Yeah.
He has a plan and a purpose. I got to keep going. The prophet Isaiah said this in chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Amen.
Right? Because the Lord has what? Anointed me to bring what?
Good
news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to captivity, and to open the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor to them has come, and the day of his wrath to their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes.
Amen.
And they want beauty for ashes.
Yeah.
There's some things need to burn up in your life.
Right.
That gravy's got to get stirred up a little bit in your life. That thing's got to come to a place, to a head, to where if you don't get it in time, it burns up.
Yep.
It's useless. It tastes terrible. That gravy ain't no good if you don't keep stirring it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't keep it at a right temperature.
Right.
God's the one that does that. Oh, whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is glorified when we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. When Jesus is high and lifted up, we're high and lifted up with him.
Yeah,
amen.
That's what the word says, right? We're lifted up with him in the heavenlies. That's how you walk from glory to glory to glory. Amen? That's how you get through it. Because the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and his obedience and suffering at the cross, that's the good news. People need to hear the good news of Jesus. Jesus did come to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set those at liberty. Those who have been held captive. What are you held captive to?
Sin.
What is sin? Separation from God. There's just captivity. You're held over here in a place in your life.
That's right.
You can't break free. It's a stronghold.
Nope.
It is no different than an addict. It's no different than an alcoholic. You're held in your sin. But we put these places and levels of what it is in our life. God doesn't do that. He looked at sin the same, just like the cross.
Right.
And then it's our place to go up and down like here. Trust you, God.
Right.
Amen. So we got to know. Jesus come to set everyone free from that sin, to release the blind eyes. The blind eyes. What's the blind eyes? Not just those who are blind. They're blind to what? The Spirit, the Word of God, this Word, just like Nicodemus. Right, John 3. So you can't even see the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom without what? Being born again.
Right.
It must be born again.
Right.
If you ain't born again, it don't make sense. None of it does. So here's these five women. All things are possible, they said. Right? Change can't come if you're not willing to face the circumstances, no matter what they might look like on the outside in the world standard. Sometimes you have to ask the hard question. Look at verse 4 here. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family? Because he had no son. Give us a possession among our father's brothers. And Moses done what? He brought their case to the Lord.
That's right.
He didn't make the decision himself.
Moses was wise enough. He had already made one bad decision. And what did it cost him?
wouldn't go into the promised land.
It cost him his life. He wouldn't go into the promised land, right? Well, he's going to die anyway, but he didn't get the promise.
That's right.
Because his disobedience.
That's right.
He wasn't making the mistake the second time. Why do we make it over and over and over again?
We don't trust.
Because we don't trust the Lord. We don't take it to Him, do we?
No, we don't take
it. We don't take it to the Lord.
We'll
say, well, you know, I got this, Lord. Famous last word, right, guys? I got this.
Sometimes we don't even trust ourselves to take it to the Lord.
Yeah, true.
Good point.
Pray
He's
going
to
take it.
Yeah.
One word I want you to look at right here with me. Verse 4. We're going to close here shortly. Got to preach. Why? Look at that word. Four. Why? Why not? Why not? Why can't? Ask yourself, why not? These women said why. They wasn't scared no more. They entered into the place where it's all out. I'm all in. If it cost me my life, I'd go ask the question, why not? Why not us? They had nothing to lose.
That's right.
Except their life. But you know what? They're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody in this room is going to face it. Death is inevitable. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In this life.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sermon. Eternal life's different. But we look at it on a whole perspective of the crowd that was gathered around. Now, when we say a crowd, we're talking, you know, in the tribe of Manasseh, there was over 56,000. In all the other tribes, there were 60,000, 50-some-odd thousand. Can you imagine that meeting outside the tent? Woo! Before them all, get back, I'm going in. I've got to come in. I got to have my land. I'm going to possess it because the Lord said, why not?
Yes.
Why not my father? Because he didn't have no sons. Now look what the Lord says. Moses, smart man, he took it on into the Lord, right?
That would be verse 7.
Then Moses spoke. Then 5. And Moses brought their case before the Lord. Moses still had what? The Lord's ear.
Yep.
Moses still had the Lord's ear, did he not?
Yeah.
Who are you taking your case to?
Ooh. Come on. Ooh.
There's a lot of front porch picking been going on around this ministry house. I ain't going to meddle, but I'm going to tell you something. We need to know who we're taking our case to before the Lord.
That's right.
Who we're taking our case to, because people going to tell you what people going to tell you. And most of it, if they're into the gossip, if they're into different things, they're carnal.
Amen.
They're in a carnal mindset that they're going to give you worldly advice.
Amen.
And you need to understand that worldly advice will make you fall in the ditch with that person. Because their sin has separated them from God already. They ain't repented of what their word that they're fixing to give you. Come on. You need to have somebody. The prophet needs to be in the house. He needs to speak the truth over you. The preacher needs to speak the truth over you. Where's the first place people run when they get in turmoil?
The opposite direction of their
life. Why? Why?
They go running and hide.
Because it hurts sometimes to hear the truth. But I'm going to tell you what, the truth is the only thing that's going to what? Set you free.
That's right.
And free indeed. So Moses, he didn't hesitate. He didn't say, well, let me pray about this. I don't know. He had the right to say no. I don't think so. Moses, what does he do? 5. Brought it, their case to the Lord. And then look what the Lord says. The Lord spoke to Moses. Thank God, right?
Mm-hmm.
The daughters Zelophehad are right in their statement.
Thing is right. That's right. Different translation.
Yeah, I'm in the end of New American Standard. They're right. You must certainly give them, surely give them their inheritance, mine says, possession among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer the inheritance of their fathers to them. Man, at that moment, things changed. They just went, it, the whole law changed at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did God change?
No.
Nope.
No, because God don't never change, does he?
Nope.
No.
What did he do?
He changed man's rule. That's like the first time he was
there.
Oh!
The first time somebody had
it. Wow.
The daughters overcame fear.
The daughters overcame fear.
And they didn't know. They were just asking for themselves. They had no clue that their obedience was going to change the future of everyone else.
They had favor.
Ooh, come on,
favor of God came upon
them. Preach to me. Come on, who else?
Yeah.
They set a precedent.
They set a precedent for all women.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Open the door.
It opened the door wide open.
It sure did.
It changed everything. God wants to shake some stuff up in your life. If you're just sitting still, you ain't no good for the Lord.
Amen.
You ain't helping nobody. Can I be a bold and honest and say, if you're just a pew warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Pew warmers don't get the inheritance.
That's right.
It's them that ask. Mm-hmm. It's them that seek. It's them that knock.
Come
and
on.
They keep asking the Lord.
Yes.
He might not answer you today. He might not answer you tomorrow. But his promises are yes and amen.
Yes.
And you got to understand, when you have faith that can move a mountain, you guess what? God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, not yours. God will give you way more than you're asking for.
Right.
If your heart is right. Your heart has to be right, has to be set on things of above, has to be set on the kingdom. And what God has is his will, not our will, be done. Amen? What Jehovah's daughters are saying is right. He said, most certainly give them the property. Never before had anybody, any woman been able to set foot in that tent that didn't die. Right? And never before had anyone challenged the law at this point and the decree. But listen to me.
Yeah.
God wants us to step outside of the box.
Amen.
Not this year, but the next day and the next day. We get caught up in the New Year's resolutions and all this, and even our fast and different things of the New Year. God's saying every day is a new day. Every day I have something planned for you and a purpose. But we live our life, most of our time, our short time here on this earth, trying to please ourselves and man.
Yes.
Instead of pleasing God. God wants some people to rise up in this place. God wants some people to trust you in this place. And he wants you to take it out into the world and tell them there is a mighty God. A mighty God that we serve that can do all things. And he can do all things through you who strengthens you. Never before had anyone challenged it. I believe today's word is for those who are willing to say, Lord, I trust you. And your word says, if you don't know what his word says, guess what? You're lost, man. You're really wandering around like those other, the first generation. God wants to raise up a new generation.
Amen.
A new generation. Revival comes within. It don't just come in a meeting. I thank God for revival meetings, and we need them. We need to have them, but it's revival starts here.
Amen.
In the heart of the believer. God's challenging us for that place today and where we're at. And he's saying, why not? Never before, Brother Frank. Nobody's ever done that. You know, and I'm going to say this, and whether this gets put on, well, I don't care. We've had, over the last couple of weeks and stuff said about the needles and stuff of a church local. And I had to repent because, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what I think. It's what God thinks, you know. But the fact of the matter is, God can do anything, man. And see, God told them to do that, then bless God and bless those men if that is from God. You know, if it's not, then guess what? It ain't going to happen anyway.
Right.
It's just going to fade out into the wilderness just
right.
like the rest
right.
of the first generation. But if God's in it, he can use that thing. Why not? We need to get the why not spirit in us that all things are possible. Can I get an amen in here today? We need to believe God for whatever it is that God wants in our life. Never before. They said we wouldn't survive in this little trailer, people said. Well, I said, well, I don't know about you, but the prophet said.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but God said.
That's right.
We knocked the wall out. God said. Where are you going to trust God this year? Where are you going to trust God tomorrow in your life?
Hey, Ronnie.
Yes.
God brought them out of Israel for a change.
That's right.
They brought the old laws and bylaws of Israel with them.
That's right.
That's what these women broke. They stepped up.
Woo!
That's the thing about churches. So many churches start because they don't agree with them, but they bring the bylaws with them to the guidelines to live under or to rule under, and it don't work.
Amen.
That's why you're going to succeed here is because
Jesus.
You just bring that with you.
Jesus.
You come out for a change, Ronnie. God said the change is coming.
He said the shaking
is coming. He said the renewing is coming. God said the word is coming.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 40:31 tells us, I will mount up with wings of eagles.
Yes.
I will run the race and not get tired. I will walk and not be weary. The only way you can do any of that is Jesus. The only way you can do anything is Jesus. The world don't want to hear that name, Jesus. I can't say it enough. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We need to get it in our spirit. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other.
That's right.
You know, we can say God all day long, God, God. Nobody pays attention to that. But when you say the name of Jesus,
yes,
when you say the name of Jesus, when you say that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess one day that Jesus Christ is what?
Lord.
Lord. He is Lord. Maybe right now he isn't in this world, but for the believer he is.
Yes,
for you is he today. Is he your Lord? Everybody wants a Savior, but they ain't many want a Lord. Come on, let's get real. To get a Lord, we got to surrender.
Yeah.
To get a Lord, he's got to be reign over our life, over our will, and his will be done. Amen? I'm closing up on this. Psalms 31, David said this. He said, in you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. He said, let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. He said, incline your ears to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord God of truth. Praise the Lord. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 2. He said in 6, he said, yet we do not speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passed away. Who's he talking about? First generation passed away. But we speak speak God's wisdom in a mystery. What's the mystery? The good news, right? In a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. He said, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, listen to this, things which eye has not seen, or ears have not heard, and which have not entered in the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
Amen.
That's prophecy. That's prophecy. Things have not happened yet in your life.
Amen.
Because y'all finished that one.
Spirit of change.
Because, let me finish. Because God revealed to them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God, it says. We just search a little on the top layers when we need God. Lord, I need you today. The Holy Spirit, He goes deep. He goes into the depths. He goes all the way to the bottom of the frying pan. He stirs some things up, but He also heals. He come to set at liberty. He come to comfort. But He also come to convict. We don't want that part, do we? Oh, wow. Convict the world of what? Their sin, our sin.
Right.
And if we don't have the conviction of the Holy Ghost, then we're just a loose cannon.
Yeah.
We're just wandering around. We're just wandering around. And we're not being led by the Spirit into the depth. It says He even goes into the depth of the Father.
That's right.
Think about that. The Father who created everything. That's why He's here. Sure. Thank you, Lord.
I do not want to do this. Really, really pushing me today to do uncomfortable things.
Bless you, Lord.
But I have word this house. Do you believe in me as your pastor? Do you believe I'm led of God?
Yes.
You are not moving forward. You are not moving past. You are staying in the same place. Because when you have your problems, you turn to one another, and you do not have the answers. You refuse to come to leadership and ask for our advice, to ask for our word, not to tell you what to do, but to give you, if you believe we hear the Lord,
amen.
When things are going on in your lives, you are running in the opposite direction.
Hallelujah.
You are not coming to us. And if you're not coming to us, it means you do not want to hear what we have to say. And so God says, if you want change, if you want growth, He has put us here in this house for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We will pray with you. We will work with you. We will help you. But we will not do it if you do not ask.
Amen.
We will not chase you down. But we are in this house and we are over you, not to lord it over you, but to serve you.
Amen.
We want to see you healed and healthy and walking in what God has called you to do. But we can't do it if you do not allow us to walk in our callings and to serve you and help
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. These women, they gonna get theirs. Where are you gonna get yours? Are you willing to suffer through Are you willing to take a step out in faith and move into the place that these five women were? It's a question for you today. God keeps me in check a lot. This morning, some people told me they were coming, and I was excited. You know, Pastor, you get excited when people come.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, get a little bit depressed sometimes when they don't.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to let it be real. And then I start getting the text.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know what? Sometimes I just want to take that thing and sling it out in the lake and say, but you know what? There's that one. He ain't coming. She ain't coming in. And sure enough, you know. But God told us from the beginning, and we'll close here, if there's one, I have to continually keep myself in check. That he said, leave the 99 for that one.
Amen.
He ain't talking about run after him. It's that one that's out crying.
Come on.
I need you, Lord. I've got separated. I'm out here on my own. That's what, no, I'll leave. I'll go. It says take our shirt off. Give them our shirt. Says if that need be, take our britches off. Give them your britches. Walk the extra mile with them. Mm-hmm. That's the one right there. Mm-hmm. It's that love and compassion, not the one that don't want to be here.
Right.
You can't make someone. Right.
Amen.
Come on.
You lead a horse to the water, but he's got to drink. Jesus told the woman at the well, what? Drink of this water, and you'll never thirst no more. God uses women. God uses men. He uses those, it says, the foolish ones, the foolish things in the world.
Come on.
To confound the wise. Amen. There just has to be submission to the Lord's will in all our lives.
Amen.
If we're not submissive to the Lord and under that headship like Moses was and all the people, even though Moses meant, listen, don't put me on no pedestal. I will fail you. Put him above all.
Come on.
Above all. Song about it. Not me. All right. Okay. Come on. We're going to do something different today. I want you to bow your head. We're going to. Let's hear from the Lord, okay? And we'll close. I want you to just ask the Lord today. I want you to ask yourself, first of all, why not me? The devil will tell you you're worthless. He'll tell you it ain't going to happen. He's a liar. Father of all lies. Today I want you to just open up your mind to the Lord. Take some deep breaths and say, Lord, I hear your word today. Invite the Holy Spirit. Feel the brokenness in your life, wherever it is. Would you do that this morning? Father, we need you. We can't do this without you, Lord. Our cry is, why not today, Lord? Why not us? Yes, we're in a double wide, but all things are possible. Yes, Lord, we look small, but Lord, you're raising an army. I believe that. Some warriors for you, God. Prayer and intercessors, Lord. Mountain movers, people ready to change.
Yes.
Thank you, God. And Lord, today, every man and woman in this house hears your word. We search our heart, break our heart for what breaks yours today, God. Listen for the Holy Spirit. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts today. If you're here today and you need prayer, I'll pray with you. Brother Frank's here. We'll pray together over you. God wants you to come boldly to His throne. And it doesn't matter where it is. Where it might be in the middle of Walmart.
You know what the Lord told me to get down in the mud hole one day at a funeral and lead a young man to the Lord? That don't make sense in the natural, does it? But God knew exactly what had to happen that day for Him to give His life to you. When you put aside the suit you're wearing and say, I don't care about this suit I'm wearing. What I care about is you, Lord, and what you say. You don't care what the mud might get on you. The things might happen and the people, what they might say. When you're ready for that, God says, now, my promise is yes and amen. Come on, you need to come to altar the Lord come today. Lord told me to get a pad for everybody. I've got a pad up here now. Thank you, Lord. We can get down on our knees before you, Lord, today. And even us old people get out of need that donate because of you, God, today. Surrender to the Lord this morning. Anybody else, come on. Holy Spirit, have your way. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Speaking to hearts all across this place. Right where you're at, you can make it your altar. There's nothing wrong with coming up to the front over. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God, we seek, search our hearts, Lord. Today, God, we surrender to you. Jesus, have your way. Welcome to me. Oh, Lord. Lord, I need to trust you today. I need to surrender to you today. way maker. When there seemeth not to be a way, that's when you step up and say yes and amen. Now give us the faith to trust you. Give us the ability to just surrender and trust you for the next thing and the next thing. God in our life. May you bless everyone here today, giving them the desires of their hearts. If their hearts is set on you, I know you will. In all our ways, may we acknowledge you. God, direct our paths so that we may not fall in the snares of the enemy. And God, we stay focused on your will. God, today we just thank you for everything you do in our life. You're an awesome God. Father God, thank you for your son Jesus today. Can you say with me, he's alive?
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Thank you, Lord. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Praise God. Anybody, before we leave, got a word? Something on their heart God had told them while we were seeking him?
We don't ask enough.
We don't ask enough.
We don't expect. Oh, that's good.
What does that make us? What did Jesus tell them in the boat?
Ye have little faith.
Oh, ye have little faith. Ah, yes, try.
He said, if I don't move, he can't move. Ooh. Very good. He found out a few days ago, but still.
Confirmed it today. Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. That is a good truth. Brother Frank, you got a word today? Anything in closing?
We don't submit unto the Lord. We can't grow.
That's right.
Without relationship, you can't trust. If you can't trust, you can't submit. Mm. If you can't submit, you can't grow.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. Very good. Thank you for sharing. You know, those women, look on Mary's story. You know what God did? He not only changed the law, he changed the whole process of the marriages even. Those women, do you know they were subject to, in their clan, to what?
The men.
Huh?
They were subjects to the men.
Well, not only that, but that's how they married.
They stayed within.
They stayed within up until then.
Yeah.
In their own tribe.
In their own clan. But if you go on over and look in Numbers, look up them Zahapas. These daughters, them five daughters. You know what God did? He took them outside of it.
Right.
He said, you know what? Ooh, let's keep preaching. Not only did they get their land, now they can step on out and get more.
Yep.
They married on outside of the uncles.
Yep.
The tribe. From that moment on.
They grew.
Whew. Glory to God.
He gave them more than they asked for.
More than enough. And even more. Just like he did Job. Job had to suffer through. I mean, I keep going. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, old. These are stories, but this is history.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And knowing this, it's awesome, right? Joshua loves Old Testament, right, brother? God led us here today for this reason, okay? So anybody else before we close? Yes.
I do. When I taught a class about 6 months ago at Good Shepherd, and I came in, and I was sitting in the living room, and God said, you'll work here. And I said, you're crazy, God. I ain't gonna work here. And I am one of these women because I was prophesied over a harvest time, and I believe that we are sowing, as a ministry, we are sowing those seeds, and there will be a harvest time for us. And it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's going to prosper, and with the faith in God and the humbleness we go before Him and ask for it, He's going to give it to us. I believe wholeheartedly that we are unstoppable.
Amen.
And we just, you know, God's going to bring it to us.
Yes,
and
He will.
He's going to deliver it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God's good.
I'm going to share one other thing, and I know this is just what's going on in my life, but we have an idea of what we want to do, where we want to be, what we want to achieve, where we want to go. And then God puts us somewhere else, doing something else that we did not choose or necessarily want to do. And God just gave me a vision, and this is for me. I don't know how He's going to show you. Of how the detour that He was making me make, just this week He showed me how it was necessary because what I am learning and doing right now will equip me. I could not do this until I learn and do that. When the Israelites left Egypt, it was a 4-day journey. But it took 40 years because He had to turn slaves into soldiers.
That's right.
Because they were going to have to fight. And so they had to learn how to fight over those 40 years to take and keep the promised land. Once you get the promised land, you have to keep fighting for it.
Right.
People are, and the enemy will always try and take it away. So don't despise where you are now.
That's right.
I promise you He's going to use every bit of where you are now in the vision He's given you for your future.
Amen.
Amen, that's good. And you know, the rest of that chapter, we were in 27 today. Most see that. They didn't see, I mean, I didn't see it up until this. But it's talking about Joshua and how he succeeds Moses. You know, Moses wasn't a failure.
No.
The world would look at it like, man, he messed up and he failed. No. He did exactly what God told him up to the point where he chose to do it on, make a decision based upon what?
Pride.
The flesh, the pride. And so, but God still used every step of the way. And He appointed a succeder, right? And He always does. We can't never, like Penny said, we can't take our eyes off the prize, first of all, like Paul said. But then again, you know, if we don't step out in faith, then how are we ever going to know if we don't ask? Amen. Very good. We all be blessed. Father, I pray over everyone today. I pray Your blessings over them and those who had to leave earlier and those who are out today sick or Lord, whatever they're going through. Lord, we speak over them. We intercess for them. We speak blessings, healings. We speak, God, that You would just anoint everyone's mouth and their ears to hear, God, our words to speak, nothing but goodness, Your love, Your compassion for one another. May we love one another. Build up this body here, God, within me in this season, Lord, that You have me surrender my will to Yours. And everyone in this room, God, may You speak not only today, but every day as we seek You, Lord, and as we trust You along the way, along the journey. I'm excited, God, what You're about to do. I'm excited, Lord, that, God, You're raising up men and women of God who are willing to submit to Your will and Your ways. And today, God, bless them in their travels and everything they do, God. May they reflect You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.